In the name of God, the supremely merciful, the most kind. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord and cherisher of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind. From the mischief of the sneaking whisperer, who whispers into the hearts of mankind, from among jinn and mankind. This short chapter or surah of the Quran contains a complete diagnosis and cure for mankind. Our nature and origin, our place and purpose in this universe, and our imperial problem. It explains the whole history of man, wherein lies our destiny, and what is the true secret of success or failure, all bound in the story of Adam. Though this surah is called Mankind, it is expressly linked to three transcendent names and attributes of God. The first is being the Lord and Master of our primal creation. Though it should seem obvious, we must as human beings realize that we didn't bring ourselves into existence, and we could never be here without the pre-existence of life on this earth. And this planet, Earth, could never exist without the sun and moon and their place in the galaxy. And that this is one galaxy amongst millions of galaxies in the continuously developing universe. And finally, this powerful universe could not have come into existence without a higher power or cause which began, sustains, and maintains it.